All right, hip-hop nerds, welcome back for episode 9 of the podcast. This time, we're taking a deep dive into something that, honestly, when I first learned about it, kind of sent chills down my spine. And you guys know me, I'm all about those unexpected connections in music. So we're talking 21 Savage, his killer track, Redrum, and a tie-in to horror movie history that just might make you think twice about turning off the lights tonight.
Yeah, it's fascinating how a single word can carry so much weight. You know, moving from the shadowy world of horror to the heart of contemporary hip hop.
Right. We've all heard the word redrum, but how many of us have actually stopped to think about where it came from? Like, what's the origin story of this word? So today, that's exactly what we're going to unpack, that word redrum. We're going to explore its journey from page to screen to song and what 21 Savage's use of it tells us about his artistry and maybe even hip hop itself.
So Redrum dropped in January 2024 as part of 21 Savage's American Dream album. And it quickly climbed the charts. It peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is actually his highest charting solo track to date. And for good reason. The song has this undeniable pull, this darkness that sets it apart from your typical trap banger.
It's definitely got that dark energy. It was produced by the legendary London Onda track, and it samples Serenata do Adeus by Brazilian singer Elza Laranjeira. It gives it this haunting, almost melancholic vibe. And then you've got Usher adding his signature vocals, even reciting lines from The Three Little Pigs and The Shining. It's like a sonic tapestry weaving together these unexpected elements into something truly unique.
And speaking of The Shining, this is where things get really interesting for our word of the day. Redrum isn't just a catchy hook, it's a direct reference to Stephen King's 1977 novel and Stanley Kubrick's 1980 iconic film adaptation. You remember that scene with little Danny Torrance writing Redrum on the door in the lipstick?
Dude, chills. It's one of those scenes that's like burned into your memory even if you try to forget it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the brilliance of that scene lies in the slow reveal. The audience, along with Wendy Torrance, gradually realizes that Redrum is actually murder spelled backwards. King and Kubrick used this simple word reversal to create an atmosphere of creeping dread, a premonition of the horror that's about to unfold.
It's genius, right? Such a simple concept, yet so effective. It plays with our perception, making us look at something familiar in a completely different way. And it's not just a visual trick. It taps into something deeper. Psychologists have talked about how reverse words can have this unsettling effect, almost like they're bypassing our conscious mind and speaking directly to our primal fears.
That's a great point. And I think that subconscious element is key to understanding why Redrum has resonated in popular culture for so long. It's not just a word. It's a symbol, a trigger for those deep-seated anxieties we all carry within us.
So 21 Savage tapping into that with his song, it's not just a random choice. It's a calculated move to evoke a specific feeling, a sense of unease that matches the song's overall vibe.
Exactly. But before we delve deeper into 21 Savage's Redrum, it's worth noting that he's not the first rapper to use this word in a song. 50 Cent had a track called Redrum Murder back in 2009. And we've also seen artists like Skepta and Big Boogie incorporate the word into their music.
Interesting. So there's this whole lineage of Redrum in hip hop. And 21 Savage is adding his own chapter to that story. But his track, I'd argue, is arguably the most mainstream use of the word so far. It's reached a whole new audience, bringing that chilling imagery from The Shining into the world of trap music.
Absolutely. And the music video for 21 Savage's Redrum adds another layer to this conversation. It was directed by Danny Seth and was filmed in London, which is where 21 Savage was born, despite being primarily associated with Atlanta.
Okay, so we've got this connection to his roots right from the start. What's the vibe of the video? Does it embrace those London tourist spots?
Well, it starts with glimpses of iconic London landmarks. Big Ben, the London Eye, those classic red telephone booths, playing into that touristy image of the city. But then the setting shifts, taking us to Brixton in South London.
Ah, Brixton. Now that's a different London altogether.
Right.
It's got that gritty, authentic energy that you don't see on postcards.
Exactly. Brixton is a historically working-class, predominantly Black neighborhood, and it's a place that holds a lot of significance for Black British culture. So this choice of setting for the Redrum video is deliberate. It's a nod to 21 Savage's own heritage, a way of reclaiming his British identity, especially after facing scrutiny and questioning of his authenticity back in 2019, when his British origins became public knowledge following an ICE arrest.
Wow. So the video isn't just a visual backdrop. It's a statement. He's showing us a side of London that's often overlooked, a side that represents his own story and the complexities of his identity.
Precisely. And this focus on Brixton also speaks to a larger conversation happening within hip hop about authenticity, belonging, and the global reach of the genre. By showcasing Brixton 21 Savage is not just reclaiming his own narrative, he's also highlighting the diverse roots and influences that shape hip-hop culture worldwide.
It's like he's saying, this is where I come from, this is part of my story, and it's just as valid as any other narrative within hip-hop. I'm already seeing how much depth there is to this song, and we've only just scratched the surface. What about the video itself? What's the visual style like? Does it lean into the horror aesthetic?
Visually, the Redrum video is striking. It's shot in black and white, giving it a timeless, almost film noir feel. There are scenes of 21 Savage rapping in a dimly lit studio, interspersed with shots of people dancing in the streets of Brixton. It's gritty, energetic, and captures that raw energy of the song. And while it doesn't explicitly depict scenes from The Shining, the choice of black and white and the overall dark tone definitely create a sense of unease that aligns with the word Redrum and its horror origins.
Yeah, I can picture it all in my head. It's like a visual representation of that darkness and tension we were talking about before. So we've got this horror reference in the title, but how does that translate to the actual lyrics? Does 21 Savage go full-on slasher movie in his verse?
Redrum is definitely a hard-hitting track with some intense imagery, but it's not a literal retelling of The Shining. Remember, Redrum is murder backwards, and 21 Savage is known for his street life narratives. He's not shying away from the realities of violence and its consequences, but in this case, it feels more like he's using the word Redrum to set the tone, to create an atmosphere of danger and intensity that permeates the entire song.
Okay, so he's not just rapping about violence, he's immersing you in it.
Yeah.
Using Redrum to heighten the sense of threat and urgency. But it's interesting that you mentioned his street life narratives, because there's this ongoing debate about the role of violence in hip-hop and whether artists have a responsibility to address it in a certain way. Some argue that glorifying violence perpetuates negative stereotypes, while others believe that artists have the right to express the reality even if it's uncomfortable.
That's a complex issue with no easy answers. And I think 21 Savage with Redrum is navigating that conversation in a nuanced way. He's not glorifying violence, but he's not shying away from it either. He's using the word Redrum, with all its baggage and history, to create a space where we can confront those difficult realities, to explore the darkness without judgment.
And that's where it gets really interesting, right? Because Redrum, this word born from horror fiction, suddenly becomes a tool for social commentary, a way of prompting a larger conversation about violence and its impact on our lives.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most powerful aspects of music, its ability to transcend genres and expectations, to take something seemingly simple, like a single word, and turn it into a catalyst for critical thinking and dialogue.
So before we dive deeper into the lyrical analysis of Redrum and what it reveals about 21 Savage's artistry, I want to pause for a moment and hear from you, our listeners. Knowing the origin of the word Redrum and its connection to The Shining, does it change how you hear the song? Does it add a new layer of meaning? Head to the comments and share your thoughts. We'll be right back after a quick break to explore the lyrics and unpack the deeper messages embedded in 21 Savage's Redrum.
It's incredible how a word like Redrum, you know, originating from a horror novel, can become so deeply embedded in our cultural consciousness. It's a testament to the enduring power of storytelling and how certain words or phrases can just tap into our collective fears and anxieties.
Yeah, it's like that word unlocks a specific feeling, right? A sense of dread that transcends any particular genre or medium. And 21 Savage, by using it in his music, he's tapping into that collective understanding, that shared experience of unease. But it's not just about shock value, is it? There's a purpose behind his choice.
Exactly. It's about creating a specific atmosphere, a mood that complements the themes he's exploring in the song. Remember, Redrum is murder backwards. And 21 Savage isn't one to shy away from the realities of violence. He's known for his gritty street narratives, his willingness to confront the darker aspects of life in his music.
And Redrum definitely doesn't hold back. It's got those hard-hitting lyrics, that raw energy that makes you sit up and pay attention. But I'm curious, beyond the surface level of violence, what else is he trying to convey with this song?
Well, if we look closer at the lyrics, we see a lot of wordplay and double meanings that hint at deeper themes. For example, he raps about Redrum being a lifestyle, a mindset. It's not just about physical violence. It's about the mental and emotional toll of living in a world where danger is always lurking, where survival is a constant struggle.
That's a really insightful observation. It's like he's using Redrum as a metaphor for the constant pressure, the feeling of being trapped in a cycle of violence that's hard to escape.
Precisely. And this connects to the larger themes of trauma resilience and the search for identity that run through much of 21 Savage's work. He's not just rapping about violence for the sake of it. He's exploring its psychological impact, the way it shapes individuals and communities.
And that's where the song's brilliance lies.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just a banger. It's a reflection on the complexities of life in environments where violence is a daily reality. It makes you think.
Yeah.
It makes you feel. It makes you question the systems that perpetuate these cycles of harm.
Absolutely. And that's what sets 21 Savage apart as an artist. He's not afraid to delve into these uncomfortable topics, to challenge our perceptions and make us confront the harsh realities that many face. He's using his platform to amplify those voices, to shine a light on the struggles that are often ignored or marginalized.
And he's doing it in a way that's both authentic and artistically compelling. Speaking of artistry, we haven't even talked about the musical elements of Ridgerum yet. The production is top-notch, as you expect from London on the track.
Yeah.
But there's also this interesting interplay between the darkness of the lyrics and the haunting beauty of the sample.
Right. The sample Serenata Dua Deus by Elza Larangera adds this layer of melancholy that contrasts with the aggression of the lyrics. It's like there's this underlying sadness, a sense of loss that permeates the track. And then you have Usher's vocals adding another dimension of emotion and complexity. His verses with those references to The Three Little Pigs and The Shining create this eerie link between childhood innocence and the looming threat of violence.
It's like he's weaving together these different threads of storytelling, the darkness of Ridgerum, the haunting beauty of the sample, Usher's evocative vocals to create a tapestry that's both sonically rich and thematically layered.
Exactly. And this attention to detail, this masterful blending of musical elements, speaks to 21 Savage's evolution as an artist. He's not just relying on shock value or surface-level aggression. He's crafting a sonic experience that's both thought-provoking and emotionally resonant.
It's like he's pushing the boundaries of what trap music can be, using it as a vehicle to explore complex themes and challenge societal norms. And it's working. Ridgerum has become a cultural phenomenon, sparking conversations and debates about violence identity and the role of art in reflecting and shaping our world.
And it's fascinating to see how the song's impact has extended beyond the music itself. The word Ridgerum has taken on a life of its own, appearing in memes, fan art, even merchandise. It's like 21 Savage has reclaimed this word from the horror genre and injected it into the mainstream consciousness, imbuing it with new meaning and relevance.
It's like he's tapped into something primal, a collective fear that resonates across generations and cultures. And by bringing that fear into the light, by confronting it through music, he's opening up a space for dialogue and reflection.
Precisely. And that's the power of art. It can challenge our assumptions, push us out of our comfort zones, and make us confront uncomfortable truths. Ridgerum might be a dark song, but it's a darkness that illuminates a darkness that forces us to confront the shadows within ourselves and our society.
And in doing so, it offers a glimmer of hope. Because by acknowledging the darkness, by confronting our fears, we open ourselves to the possibility of healing, of transformation, of creating a better world for ourselves and future generations.
Beautifully put. And I think that's a perfect segue into the final part of our deep dive. We've explored the origins of Ridgerum, the song's musical elements, and its deeper thematic layers. Now let's shift our focus to 21 Savage himself, his artistic evolution, and what Ridgerum reveals about his place in the ever-evolving landscape of hip-hop. Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground in our deep dive into 21 Savage's Ridgerum, haven't we? From its horror movie roots to the song's complex lyrical layers and its impact on hip-hop's global landscape.
It's amazing how much there is to unpack in just one song.
Yeah. Right?
And I think what's really striking is how 21 Savage has taken this word Ridgerum and turned it into something so much more than just a horror reference. It's become like a symbol of the struggles he's rapping about, the darkness he's confronting, and maybe even a path towards something better.
I completely agree with you. It's like he's using Ridgerum as a lens to examine the complexities of violence, identity, and survival in a world that often feels chaotic and unforgiving. And by doing so, he's pushing the boundaries of what hip-hop can be, both sonically and thematically.
He's definitely not your typical trap artist.
Yeah.
There's a depth and vulnerability in his music that sets him apart. You can hear it in his delivery and the way he weaves together these intricate rhyme schemes of wordplay that reveal layers of meaning with each listen.
His evolution as an artist has been fascinating to witness. From his early mixtapes to his breakout album, Issa Album, he's consistently pushed himself creatively, experimenting with different sounds and styles while staying true to his authentic voice. And with Ridgerum, I think we're seeing him reach a new level of artistic maturity.
Yeah, it's like he's found a way to blend his signature darkness with this newfound sense of introspection and social awareness. He's not just rapping about his experiences, he's reflecting on them, dissecting them, and inviting us to do the same.
And that's what makes him such a compelling artist. He's not afraid to be vulnerable, to expose his own flaws and contradictions. And in doing so, he creates a space for listeners to connect with him on a deeper level, to see themselves reflected in his music.
Right. It's that authenticity that resonates with so many people. It's like he's saying, I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes, but I'm still here, still fighting, still trying to make sense of this crazy world.
Exactly. And that message of resilience, of finding strength in the face of adversity, is incredibly powerful, especially for young people who are navigating their own struggles and searching for their place in the world.
And it's not just about personal struggles, is it? 21 Savage is also using his platform to address larger social issues to shed light on the systemic inequalities and injustices that plague our society.
Absolutely. The choice to film the Red Drum music video in Brixton is a prime example of that. He's highlighting a community that's often overlooked, a community that represents the rich tapestry of Black British culture and the complexities of identity in a globalized world.
Yeah, and by connecting his own story of immigration and the questioning of his authenticity to the experiences of others, he's fostering a sense of solidarity, of shared struggle and resilience. It's like he's saying, we're all in this together and we can overcome these challenges if we support each other.
That message of unity and collective action is incredibly important, especially in today's world where division and fear are often used to pit people against each other.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into 21 Savage's Redrum, I think the key takeaway is this. Music has the power to transcend boundaries, to spark conversations, to challenge our perceptions, and to connect us on a deeper level. And 21 Savage, with his unique blend of darkness, vulnerability, and social awareness, is at the forefront of that movement.
Beautifully said. He's an artist who's constantly evolving, pushing the limits of his craft, and using his platform to make a real difference in the world. And Redrum is a powerful testament to his artistic vision and his commitment to using music as a force for change.
All right, hip-hop nerds, that's a wrap on episode 9. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into 21 Savage's Redrum. What started as a simple exploration of a word has turned into a journey through the complexities of violence identity and the power of music to spark meaningful conversations. Until next time, keep exploring the unexpected, keep those minds open, and keep pushing the boundaries of what hip-hop can be. We'll catch you on the flip side.